we all have to watch out for anger within us. It's a dangerous thing, but there are some things that just make us angry, don't they? And some things that made Jesus angry too. Things that just aren't right. And we have to watch that, because even that kind of sort of a righteous anger can still just really be bad for us. But listen to what made Jesus mad. It was people who twisted the law around for their own purposes. This was after he was really taking on the scribes and the Pharisees, and then the experts in the law began to take exception to what he said also. It's found in Luke 11, verse 45. Then answered one of the lawyers, the experts in the law, and said unto him, Master, when you say these things, you reproach us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, you experts in the law, for you load men up with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves will not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you approve of the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which were shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Truly I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, experts in the law, for you have taken away the key of knowledge, and you have not entered in yourselves, and those that were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him, and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. Well, they kept at it, didn't they? They kept trying to get him to say something that they might accuse him, trying to trick him. But Jesus got very upset at people who twisted the law around or used their authority to do wrong things and then got away with it and then claimed that they were these great people. You see, the things that make us angry about that make Jesus angry also, but we have to leave all of that into Jesus' hands. That's sort of hard sometimes, isn't it? Because we want to do something. It's something we see is not fair, the way people twist the law and take advantage of it and seem to have no accountability for anything that they do. But Jesus said, look, an answer will be required of them. Seek justice in everything that you do. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand what's just. Jesus gave us a simple rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and you will find justice, and you will avoid the trap that these experts in the law fell into. Let's pray. O Lord God, help me to love what's right and just and good. You have written a good law in my heart, and that good law is this: to love others as I love myself, and to do unto others as I would have them do unto me. And Lord, with that as my motive and that as my guide, I'll be on the right side of your law and on the right side of justice forever. In Jesus' name, amen.